Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Modern families are formed in all kinds of ways, from single-parent families, you've got blended families and everything in between. But when the annual festive season arrives, families get pulled in all kinds of directions. Sometimes you're pulled a little further apart and they find themselves in places they didn't quite expect. Orla Donoghue, she's been writing about how this Christmas is going to be her first one without her young son. He's going elsewhere. And she's on the line to give us a little insight into life as a single parent at this time of the year. Orla Donoghue, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's all delight to have you. And before we get into your plans for Christmas Day without your son, in general, do you like this time of the year? Do you get into the spirit of it?
Oh, Christmas, I absolutely loved it. I always love it. I think it's such a fun time of year. Yeah. Whether you're with your family or with friends, I think for me, it's always been a time. I grew up with Christmas always being magical and it's continued through. I love it. I do like it. And I'm lucky in that way.
And when you became a mum, you had visions of the Christmases ahead.
Yes, absolutely. I imagined Christmas to look a certain way, to replicate how I had it when I was growing up and, you know, it being, you know, the whole family together and, you know, magical Christmas days, everyone under the one roof was exactly how I thought Christmas would be.
So it gets turned on its head, doesn't it? The vision, yourself and your son's dad separate. And How did you view Christmas then all of a sudden?
Well, that whole life, and this is the thing when you become a single parent, It can just be the idea of the life you thought you were going to live, The parent you thought you were going to be, all of that can just kind of be rewritten for you straight away. So, and then for me, when I did separate, it was in the January. So I kind of had the full year and I was thinking, okay, I'm getting to the point now where Christmas is coming. It's going to be tough, but I thought, okay, I have it. I can do this. And what I didn't realise was I was so focused on Christmas Day, thinking, okay, how am I going to get through that day, that actually December is just filled with so many different events that can just really bring into stark contrast how your family doesn't actually look like how you thought it would look like at this time of year. So for me, that's what I actually really struggled with, was that Christmas was going to the different events, be it work events or meeting with other families who I'd met through my son. I just feeling like, oh, hang on, it's like I was being just shown constant images of a family I didn't have, and that's what I really struggled with. And then when it came to actually the Christmas Day itself, that actually was okay, because I had to spend some time really reflecting on where I was and grieving the Christmas that I, you know, hadn't really grieved yet. And I actually managed through Christmas Day fine, but it was the lead up to it
that I found the hardest. So you're seeing all these images of what the world presents to us as the ideal family, two parents and the kid. And you found it very upsetting, didn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I did find it really hard, because almost feels like, especially in that first year, you feel like you've done something wrong, like you failed, like you feel like such guilt for your children that now Christmas is going to look different for them. And you know, that you're putting a lot of burden on your family for the worry for you. So this is like a whole host of emotions just piling on top of you. While at the meantime, you're also trying to parent and keep this magical Christmas alive while also processing all these emotions.
So you've gone through all of this and happily coming out the other side with a new attitude. So you have advice, don't you, to people heading into the first Christmas as a single parent? And I think this would help people also who have similar kinds of grief in their life, wouldn't they, at this time of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I think the article that I wrote, I think it really shines a light on the idea of Christmas in general. For a lot of the time, people imagine it's be the best time for everyone. But actually, for a lot of people, this time of year can be really challenging, particularly if you've experienced any loss this year. Yeah. And if that is you, and if you are facing this Christmas with absolute dread, one thing I would say is just be so kind to yourself and know that it's absolutely okay that you are feeling this way. It's okay that you're feeling sad and you're not looking forward to this time. So really know that it's okay to feel that way. And there are other people who absolutely feel the same way as you. You're not the only one feeling this way. And another thing I would say is open up to others. Pick a trusted friend or family member and speak to them about how you're feeling. And if you are that trusted friend or family member who someone turns to, know that you don't need to fix it. There's no fixing that needs to be done here. Sometimes it really is just holding the space and giving them the space to speak about how they're feeling. And then also know that, well, Christmas maybe doesn't look like how you want it to look like. You now get to rewrite Christmas. And actually, there's a lot of power in that. You get to decide your Christmas traditions. And while that may mean letting go of some of the ones
and really giving yourself the time to grieve those also means you get to create new ones and create a Christmas that's just for you and your new family setup.
It'll have more meaning, won't it, if you're just creating it yourself rather than relying on something that was created for you once upon a time.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to start, you know, write it from scratch and actually get rid of the things that really you didn't enjoy doing. And now you get to do it your own way. So, yeah.
You also advise against overcompensating, especially when it comes to children. That can be a temptation.
That can be a massive temptation. And this was one for me. Only on Tuesday, I took my son in to see the, because I live in London, so I took my son in to see the Christmas lights and brought him into Hamleys, which is a famous toy store. And it took all my might to not just buy him the whole shop and to stick to the budget I'd set. Yeah. Because you really feel like you just want to overcompensate with gifts and everything because of that guilt that's still there, you know, that you're not going to be spending all the time with them. But it's just going back to reminding what children will remember is a present parent, a parent who gave them the time and the love, and that's what they remember, not all of the presents.
They don't want you spending on top of what Santa Claus is already bringing.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, to be fair, I'm sure my son would have loved all the presents, but no, it's also reminding yourself the reason when you find yourself spending, just asking yourself, am I doing this to overcompensate for something, or am I doing this because it's on my list and I have decided to get this?
Just be more decent to yourself, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to this year's Christmas Day itself? Because it's going to be very different for you.
Yes, so this is my first year not with my son. So, and this is the thing about being a single parent. A lot of the time people really focus in on the early days or that first year of separation and really holding space and getting all the support then. But actually, there's so many different stages throughout single parenthood where difficult milestones come along. So for me, this is my fifth Christmas with my since I've been separated, but this happens to be the first one I don't have my son.
Yeah.
So I'm a total mix. I mean, initially, I've known since, you know, the summertime, so I've had time to really think about it. So initially, I was finding it really difficult to even imagine. But I really have, you know, let myself sit with emotions and accept, first of all, accept that it is happening and actually look on, okay, but if I'm not going to be with my son, what can I do to make the most of the day? Because I'm sure there are many parents who are up and down the country who are thinking of their Christmas Day and all of the kids and everything that's going to be happening, all the chaos that would kill for a day where it's just themselves and some adults having a few drinks, which is what I will be doing. So
that's
I'm
exactly
going to
what you're
embrace
doing.
It.
Excellent. Yeah. So you're so following your own advice.
Yeah, absolutely. I will embrace it. I will enjoy the time where I don't have to, you know, look after any kids or, you know, get up super early for Santa or anything like that. And, you know, and I will have my son again next year. So it is just something for me to get used to as a single parent, another kind of hurdle for me to get over. And yeah, look on the bright side and enjoy the day for what it is, a day where I get to just treat me.
So normally you would have gone back to Dublin to your parents with your son. Is that that would have been the traditional Christmas up to this point?
Yes, yes.
So it's a big change to be in London. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, I've lived in London for over 10 years and this is my first ever Christmas in London, which feels mad because I've lived here for so long. But I'm really looking forward to experiencing Christmas in London and actually seeing what it's like over the festive time. Like on Christmas Eve, I'm going into central London to go to like meet up with friends and I'm really looking forward to it. But yes, there will be that sadness there. And I think it's that ping up, and this is something that you really come to terms with as a single parent, is that two things can be right at the same time. So yes, I will of course miss being with my parents and being in Dublin, but also I will enjoy being here and getting happy to experience a new type of Christmas.
And he's happy out, isn't he, going to have his Christmas?
Yeah, he's looking forward to spending with his dad. And I'm really lucky as well, because when we think of single parents, a lot of people think of one version of single parent, but the, you know, single parenthood, the reach of single parenthood varies, and also the experience of single parenthood changes whether you are co-parenting. And even if you are co-parenting, that can be very broad in terms of the spectrum of co-parenting. Myself, I'm really lucky. My son and his co-parent, I get on really well with his co-parent, and I know that he's going to have a really good time. And I know that is not the case for many people who are co-parenting out there.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky with that.
I must say, you've got the lovely blended accent of London and Ireland. Don't know if you like doing it.
I don't. It's funny because over here, sometimes people can't understand me. And then I go home and people say that I sound English. So I'm like, I don't know where to go.
No, you've got the perfect blend, because you must have a musical ear. And I presume your friends are English. That might be kind of part of it.
Yes, I've got a mix of English and Scottish friends as well.
Oh, lovely. You see, the English cities have been good to the Irish, so it's no harm to hear a blend that wouldn't have existed if you hadn't gone there.
Yes.
But
yes,
Orla Donoghue, exactly. Thanks a million for the chat. Enjoy your grown-ups Christmas in London.
I will.
I'm imagining you now in all the various comedies I've seen set in London at Christmas time. So that's your life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having
Happy
me
Christmas.
On and being able to shed light on it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Orla. Bye-bye. Email oliver@rte.ie.